Thank y'all for joining. So, welcome to the Cold World Podcast. Hope you all are doing well. It's going to be a fun show today. I got some speaking gigs come up, but I've been doing some speaking and meeting with folks this week, some young folks, and they had questions. And so I answered some of those questions for them, and then I gave people the option to send me more questions, and I said I'd answer them on my podcast. So for the folks that's listening in, over the podcast, for the young folks, I said I'd get your questions and I'm gonna answer them. For the folks that's watching live, you can ask stuff as well. But I appreciate it, man. Just as a reminder, I will be in Fresno on Valentine's Day doing two or three sessions. I have to look at the itinerary again and see how much I'm speaking that day. Then I will be in Sacramento, and then I'll be in Atlanta. And actually working on some East Coast stuff right now, too. So it's exciting, man. I hope everybody's good. I'm sure folks was watching the Grammys and all that good stuff. I tuned in for a brief moment, man, but I didn't get a chance to watch the whole thing. I did watch Beyonce tilting back hella pregnant. Don't know if that was the best decision, but hey, y'all loved it. So I'm glad she's all right. So let me jump into these questions. So basically, just to recap what we're going to do today. What's up, Ryan? Thanks for joining, brother. Just to recap what we're going to do today. There's young folks that have some questions based off of some of the conversations that I was having with them. And so I'm going to do those questions live. They were really excited about the podcast and the opportunity to kind of have their questions discussed live on the podcast. So this part should be fun. And again, for the folks that's watching on Facebook Live, you all are free to comment and to ask questions. This is one of the reasons why I love Facebook Live and been using it since it kind of came out. So let's go with the first question. The first question is, hi. First off, thanks for coming to see us. I am 16. I want to be a medical doctor, but I don't think I can do 10 plus years of school. I see you have multiple degrees. How much do you just have to love school? All right, that's an easy answer. I hate school. I don't love school. Let me not say that. I love what school, I love the opportunity that school brings for me. I love being in a space, especially in grad school, with people that are like-minded in the sense of y'all are all focused on the same thing. And that part is really dope. I equate this to when I play sports, and I remember who asked this question. So I know that you like to play sports. I love basketball. I hated running. So I hated training for basketball, but we had to hit that track. We had to do a bunch of running, man, just a whole bunch of that stuff. And I hated it. I got no joy out of that. But when the season came, I was able to play. The games were easier. My win got up. The point is that I don't love being up till super late at night reading and doing those things, but I love to learn and I love the access that I'm going to have once I get those things done. And so, I have my BA, I got my master's and working on this doctorate, and it's hard. I'm not going to front and tell you like it's easy. It's not. And especially for somebody like me, it takes me a long time to read stuff. It takes me a long time to process stuff. I'm not some Einstein wizard dude. And I just want to be really clear on that, because when I was a kid, I thought you had to be like this super brainiac person so college could be for you. And that's not true. It's about how hard you can work. And so I just wanted to kind of lay that out there. The other thing around the 10 plus years, I'm 33. I'm going to spend that time doing something. Right. And so if you ask a lot of people that are older now, and I'm still relatively young, but if you ask a lot of people that are older now, they'll be like, man, I wish I would have went to school. I wish I would have just went straight through, and I wish I would have did X, Y, and Z. The point is you're going to spend that time doing something. You're going to age. You're going to be 20. Then you're going to be 30. Then you're going to be 40. Right. So how you invest that time is huge. How you choose to invest your time. The one thing in life that you cannot get back outside of somebody's life is time. That's your best asset. You can be poor, but you control your time. So that's my answer for that. If you want to be a medical doctor, figure out what you got to do to get there, but you're going to live that time anyway. You might as well work towards your dream. Go for it. Go hard. The next question was, I watch your social media a lot. Thank you. That's the reason. One of the reasons I don't curse on my social media. But I watch your social media a lot. You seem to always be working. When do you make time for family, friends, fun, and dating? I'm going to be really honest with you. I'm going to be really blunt. So I don't. I mean, I think that, you know, people talk about work-life balance or the new term is self-care. I've been hearing it over the last few years. I didn't grow up hearing self-care when I was younger. It's like, to me, it's a new concept. I make the necessary sacrifices in order to live and be able to do the things that I want to do. If I want to live a life where whenever I have kids or a wife or something like that, where I actually have the freedom to spend time with them the way that I want to, then I got to put it in right now. I got to put that work in. Like I said, the only thing that you can never get back, you can get money. People going to make money, lose money, whatever. You can never get back time. And so when I was in college, I remember like when my friends used to go out and I wanted to go. Sometimes I would go and I had a good time in college, but I was doing something different. You know what I'm saying? Like only some of my friends was in college. The rest of them was doing other stuff. And so I had a choice to make. And I watched other friends in college that made different choices and that kicked it, that went out, that turned up, and they didn't finish. They didn't reach the thing that they wanted to reach. And so the funny thing about, you know, family, friends, dating, and all that good stuff is people, like, you can't have it both ways. Now, maybe you can kick it and be out till 1 or 2 in the morning every single night. Like, my friend, I have folks, it's people that be going out on Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. Like, especially, I think the person that asked this is a young college person. I think it's like your first or second year, if I remember correctly. You got to make some choices and you're going to have to make some decisions. And sometimes those are really tough decisions, but you got to be mature. Figure out what you want. Do you want to be out partying and kicking it and chilling with your friends? And you can probably do that and still be successful. I'm not saying you can't. But for me, and me being honest with you, I had a great time in college. I truly enjoyed myself, but I had the discipline to lock myself in the room. I had the discipline to like not kick it with nobody. I had the discipline to like make the choices that I needed to make. And it's, you know, I did, and I lost some friends during that time. I started college with a girlfriend that didn't, loved her to death. But some, you know, that is, you know, but there were some choices that I ended up making. I mean, and you just, that's just a time in your life where you just make mistakes too, right? Like this is the time where you just gonna bump your head and you gonna learn. And so the point is that to make sure that you learning from this stuff, man, if people really down for you, they gonna understand. If they not, then they won't. Number three, I'm in my second year of college and my family is stressing me out. How did you cope with family drama? I'm going to keep it all the way 100 with you. So I was one of the people, you know, I think I'm one of the first folks in my family to go to college. I remember giving a lot of money out while I was in college that I didn't have. I got that little refund check. And, you know, my cousin had a baby, needed some stuff, or their phone got cut off. I was paying people's bills like I had some money. And I got to this point where it was just taking too much of a toll on me. And I think I felt like I had to do all this stuff because I felt like I didn't deserve the spot that I had. I felt like I had to, I don't know, I felt guilty. They call it survivor's remorse. And I felt that for a few months. And then I hit this point where I was just like, I hit up everybody in my family that was hitting me. And I was like, check this out. If you're not calling me about something positive, if you're not calling me to like encourage me or whatever the case is, don't call me. And I for real just cut a lot of my family off and a lot of my friends off that just wasn't like I made some really tough decisions. And that can sound really cruel and really cold. But I remember I had friends that had to like that like left school because they were trying to solve all their people's problems. Listen, man, Jay-Z got a line. I can't help the poor if I'm one of them. You know, sometimes we put ourselves in positions to where it's easier to lose because it takes pressure off of us. When you win, then people start to expect you to win and you got to keep winning. But sometimes it's folks that like to talk about what could have happened, what they could have did. Remembering the time back when. Don't be one of those people. You know, also, I had to remind myself too. Look, I took care of my family a lot. Like, I grew up the way that I grew up. You heard me talk about this when I was speaking to y'all. But, you know, being homeless, having to mature quicker than a lot of my friends did. And, you know, I'm not saying it to feel sorry for me. What I'm saying is that I made a lot of sacrifices early. And so I was used to having to make the mature decision. And so this was the mature decision for me. That might not work for you. I don't have, and I didn't have this super close-knit relationship with my parents to where I felt like I needed to call them or I felt like I needed to go home every weekend. Maybe you do. I don't know. You got to figure that out. Each person got to figure that out for them. And when I give this advice, I can't give you blanket advice. I'm giving you individualized advice for your situation and your circumstance. So, you know, I was cutthroat. I was kind of ruthless with it. And I love my people. I love them to death, you know, but I had to do what I had to do because now I'm in a much better position to actually be of service to my family and to the people I grew up with. Number four, what do you do for fun? Again, I think this is one of those work-life balance things. I just don't subscribe to the work-life balance argument. I don't know what that means. And for me, like, the two are not necessarily separated. I feel like if you pick a career and you get the type of work that is your life's work, it don't always feel like work. And so I have fun doing what I do. I have fun going to the Starbucks and like putting my head down and learning and making sure I got new content out or figuring out the next time I'm gonna speak in front of a room like I did with you all and trying new things and figuring out how to use social media to reach more people, right? Like, so I like that stuff. I will happily spend my Saturday night I'm so mad that they got rid of all the 24-hour Starbucks. I gotta go all the way to San Francisco for the 24-hour one. There used to be one that was 24 hours. I live in Oakland, so in San Lorenzo, it's a few cities over. And when I was in undergrad, it was 24 hours. Now it closes at like 1:30 or 12, whatever. That's the latest one that's open. But I love spending my Saturdays there, figuring out the next thing that I'm going to do, mapping out the next places I want to speak, mapping out, like, man, fantasizing about, yo, when I'm taking, like, just speaking stuff like out the country and going back to London. But instead of just going to chill, I'm going there to talk to people. Like, I like to think about those things. So that's fun for me. And that's going to cause stress in your life. Like, listen, my boy Will, my brother, y'all seen him on this podcast before. You know, he give me that's my dude. And he knows that I'm at that grind, but he does like to mess with me every now and then. Like, bro, we just don't kick it. Like, you just don't see your people. You know, and I do my best to make my time there, but he understand and he knows what it is. If you're trying to have a romantic relationship with somebody, that's going to take a toll on stuff. And I would just suggest being really straight up, you know, from the gate. And sometimes people don't, you know, fat meat ain't greasy to some people, right? And so what that means is there's going to come some tension points where the rubber might hit the road and that just might not work out. I don't know what your situation is. But you got to decide how much you want it, because the number one currency that I have is my time. That's it. That's it. The money will come and go, man. So like, how I spend that time is important. I am ruthless with my time. So if we are friends or we get along or whatever the case is, whether we kicking it, whether we like, are professional, whatever. If you tell me you're going to be somewhere at a certain time, I'm expecting you to be there. I'm expecting you to respect me enough to respect my time. Like, I much rather give you money than you have you waste my time. And so if you say, yo, we all going to link up at 9 and then 9 o'clock roll by, I ain't heard from folks, people don't show up or what, I get in a real bad place when that happens, man. I have deaded friendships because of that. Like, I don't play with my time. And so maybe that's extreme. I don't know. But guess what? I grew up in an extreme way. I lived in 4 shelters, B. Like, I lived all over the country. I went to 11 schools. Like, my life was extreme. I visited my parents in jail. All those things were extreme. So I, in order for me to have the type of success or to for me to fulfill the formula that I have, you know, built in my brain, which could be wrong. It's been working for me, though. Like, my time is one of those things. I map out all of my time. And so people be like, yo, like, so if you ask, like, I have friends that get mad at me, they'll hit me like the day of or something. And they'll be like, yo, I got concert tickets. Like, let's roll. Like, if I can, I will. But for the eight times out of 10, I can't do that because I'm doing something else. I don't, I where I have gaps in my schedule, I fill them. So, you know, I would just say I am brutal with my time. It is a blessing and it's a curse. But you got to make that decision. That's your call. You got to figure out what you willing to do and what you not willing to do. 5, when you spoke to us, you talked about sacrifice. What does sacrifice look like to you? I feel like I answered that question already, but let me take it from a different angle. Sacrifice to me is, it's making a choice, right? It's making a you are presented with multiple options, and there's a choice that you want to do, and then there's a choice that of something that needs to get done. And so it is a constant way between, do I do what I want or do I do what I need to do? The secret for me is I've just tried to turn those what I need to do's into things that I actually want to do. And so, you know, the sacrifice for me is I'm single, right? Like I don't necessarily go out much. When I do go out, there's usually some type of business aspect attached to it. So like if I got to go, let's just say the opportunity is at the club and that's where the people are that I got to talk to, then great. I will go there. I will do what I need to do. I am a professional extrovert. I am a personal introvert, meaning I can work a room. I can be in front of people. I can do this. This is fine. You know, but personally, I prefer to be at a bookstore, a coffee shop. I prefer to kind of be like on my laptop, like learning and taking in stuff. You know what I mean? And so like, though, that's how I can sacrifice. I can put myself in a different mental state when I need to accomplish what I need to get done. And somebody else said, how do you not get frustrated or want to give up? I think that, so there's this thing that I can do emotionally that helps me out. I don't know. I think you can see them. Like, I have these rubber bands. It's always 2. And I don't, you know, I've worn these since I was a kid. Not these particular ones, but I always have 2 rubber bands on. It reminds me of when I was younger and helping raise my brother and sister and just making myself a promise that I'm never going to live like this again. I can, this is some real, this is real shit. Like, I can still remember, I can still smell the shelter, one of the shelters that I lived in. Like, I can smell it. And so when it's like 2 in the morning and I'm tired and but I still got to study and I know I got work the next day that I'm busting my butt to actually do a job or something that I don't own, right? Where I'm working for somebody else and I'm frustrated. Like I think I sit back, I take a breath and I think about when I slept in a room on bunk beds with 60 other people or however many other people it was. I remember the stench and the smell of that place of people that haven't showered. And I can just go there. That's harder than any assignment that I got to do. That's harder than any community engagement thing I got to go out and do. That's tougher than me having to walk up to a complete stranger and ask them for money to fund my project. You feel what I'm saying? So I can put myself back in that place and work to suck it up. And then there are some times when you just don't have it for that day and you do what you need to do. You dust yourself off and you come back. You know, you come back the next day. You don't stay down too long. I think that stuff is just like, if you got to, this is the thing, man. You got to decide if you want it. And if you want it, whatever it is, whether it's the kid at the top that said they want to be a medical doctor, whether it's the folks that said that, you know, they want to do music, if that's what they want to do, the folks that said that they want to work for themselves, that they want to live in this type of house or that type of house, then you got to grind. Like, you got to be willing to outwork everybody around you. Like, real talk. Because here's the thing, man. People that have failed and don't see themselves going nowhere want you to be around with them. I don't even think that they mean to hurt you, but it will hurt you, right? Like, I am not satisfied. I am not successful in my eyes. And I know that y'all think that, and this is not me casting aspersions on anybody else. I'm not looking at anybody else. Somebody asked me who I looked up to, right? And I kind of make up something in that moment because you don't want to seem like a jerk, but I really don't look up to anybody else. There are people that I admire, like that I look at their grind, or like I really admire, like James Baldwin's writing because he's just dope. I really admire like Eddie Murphy because I think he is a legend, and I admire his work ethic. Mike Tyson is my favorite boxer, and Michael Jordan is my favorite ball player, and the way that those folks train, like I admire that piece, but I'm me. Like, I feel like I came from some stuff. I feel like that story is a wild story, and I feel like that's where I draw my inspiration from. I draw my inspiration because I feel that God brought me through certain things so I could do something special. And now I gotta live out my part of the bargain. So unless I'm passing out in the middle of the office, like, you not gonna beat me. Like, you just not. Like, the best thing that happens at my job is when somebody tells me no or what I can't do, or they talk to me some kind of crazy way, because all it is like, it's just more fuel. I take all that stuff, man. I am so focused on what I want to do. I am so like obedient to, like, I may not know everything that needs to happen, but I know I need to be grinding. So even when I fail forward. And that's kind of where I am. You know what I'm saying? Like, people will look at, you know, folks have felt bad, told me that they felt bad for me because I lived, you know, in Chicago and then in Kentucky until my grandmama died, and then here in the Bay Area, and because I was homeless, and because my parents went to jail, and because they was on drugs. That stuff is a blessing, yo. Like, I learned how to take care of myself. Like, I moving to all those schools, going to 11 elementary schools, teaches you how to be alone. Like, I don't need a whole bunch of friends. And it also lets me know that everything is seasonal. Everything is temporary. And what I mean by that is, whatever pain I might be going through, whatever elation, whatever like sickness, or however tired I am, like, none of that stuff lasts forever. So what are the things I need to be doing that will set me up to do well in the future? Like, that's how I look at life. That's how I look at things. And so I don't care if you got jokes about me being at Starbucks all the time, then have your jokes. And I'll see you when I pass you, yo. Like, I don't care. I care about, listen, I love and care about my people. I could care less about a person. And let me explain what I mean by that. What I mean is, I am a compassionate person for masses of people, in the sense of, like, as Black folks, I know that we don't get our fair shake. If you like special, like, I just know, like, those things like are important to me. But what I mean by a person is, like, I can count back to, like, I have friends, like I have people in my life that I remember we were like at the same space, neck and neck. And I was like, yo, like, let's grind on this thing. And they laughed at me. You know what I'm saying? Like, they made choices in those moments, you know? And so, like, I love my people and I love folks around me, but it goes back. I played basketball. As soon as we step on the court, I don't care nothing about you. If you on the other side of me, like, I'm not going to be dirty, but I'm going to beat you. I'm going to drag you. And like, if you have a dream, if you have something that you want to do, when I spoke to these young people throughout this week, all these people have so much passion and so much like desire to do these things. If you really real, if you really meant what you say to me, then you not going to let nobody get in the way of that. I'm not letting family get in the way of that. I'm not letting friends get in the way of that. I'm not letting a job that I don't own get in the way of that. None of that. I'm not letting me being tired get in the way of that. None of that. None of it. Because at the end of the day, you got to account for you. I'm not going to be a victim. The things that happened in my life, like, there are some folks, even in my own family, that's like, they own that victimization. You're not going to victimize me. Like, you just not going to do it. My brother will, and one day he'll have to be on a podcast to talk about it. Mistaken identity. He bought a house in Richmond. He was driving. He bought a nice car. He's a hustler, man. He works real hard. And somebody mistook him for somebody else and shot his car up. Like, they tried to kill him. He wasn't even the person that they was looking for. And the average person would have been rattled, so rattled by that. And he was right. I mean, I'm sure he was. Like, you take an inventory on life. And when you realize your own mortality, when you realize that you're going to die, right? When you realize that you only got a little bit of time on this earth and you got one shot at this, you just move differently. When I realized that I was playing with house money and I wasn't supposed to be here, statistically, I am not supposed to be sitting in front of you as a college graduate with degrees and a good job and this type of salary and this, that, and the third. I'm just not. Black kids that's poor, when parents are in and out the home and the house is unstable, when parents have not graduated from high school or college, when, like, somebody else above them has not done that experience or made X amount of money. Like, I switched. Like, it's just, when you look at numbers, I'm an anomaly. And so that's special. And if you listen to this, you are too. Like, you special, and you got to believe that, and you got to own that, and you got to be responsible and go after what you want. That's it. In this game, it's winners and there's losers, man. You know what I'm saying? Some people gonna win and some people gonna lose. Which one you gonna be? That's just how I look at that, man. So, I don't know. The light went off, but we'll be all right. We're gonna keep rocking. The last question was, I like the videos that you make. I don't have my own equipment. How do I start doing content like that? Yes, you do. I saw you on a phone. I saw you with a if somebody in 1920 saw this thing, they would have burnt you because they thought you was a wizard, B. Like, you got the tools. You use what you got and start putting out that content. Figure out the thing that you want to be known for and that you want to talk about and learn more about it. Become an expert in that thing and start talking about it, period. Like, start learning how to use that stuff. You got it. You know, build the content, and when the opportunity presents itself, you'll be ready. You know, if you should get ready and stay ready, you know what I'm saying? If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. And so, I mean, that's my advice. People, I appreciate y'all, man. For the young folks that ask those questions, y'all are super dope. For the folks that's listening to this in Fresno, well, actually, they wouldn't be listening to this. You might go back. You might be hearing this after I do the thing in Fresno, but I am so excited to come out there and talk to you all, man. I'm working on that stuff now, but I'm blessed, and I know I'm blessed, and I know I got a responsibility, and so I'm going to try to do what I need to do to make those things, to make what I need to make happen. So with that being said, man, y'all take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and y'all have a great night. I'm done. Peace.